Representatives from Google are traveling across the country to help people get the most out of their online tools. The program is called Grow with Google. Joining me on the phone is Chris Musset. He is the Grow with Google tour lead. Thank you for joining me on the phone.
Hi, Brandon. Great to talk to you. Good to be with you today.
Could you please briefly explain what the Grow with Google program is?
Yeah, absolutely. Grow with Google is our initiative to help create economic opportunity across communities in all 50 states. So what we're doing is bringing free digital skills workshops to libraries in cities, again, across the country.
How did this program come about?
Well, we started Grow with Google, the tour in 2017, and we visited 25 cities, and we found that libraries were some of our most engaged and enthusiastic partners about teaching digital skills and how to help their patrons better interact with technology. So they're really a natural fit for our library tour, which we've kicked off in January this year. And today we're here in Arkansas, and this is our 16th state on the tour.
Why is it so important for small businesses and nonprofits to invest in digital marketing and to become more involved with their constituents in the digital space online?
Yeah, I think that's particularly important now as we see the landscape of digital skills and growing economies in the digital space. Like, it's increasingly important to even get the word out about businesses and the work great nonprofits are doing, and also, like, the work that's being done to help library patrons and nonprofit service providers, like their constituents, can really benefit from this too. Because increasingly in every type of job, we're interacting with technology, and really making sure that everyone is up to speed on the latest technology can be really pivotal in finding new jobs, or, you know, helping a business grow, or, you know, helping a nonprofit grow. So it's increasingly important, and that's really why we're doing a lot of this work, is to really help with that gap and make sure that people are set up for success when interacting with technology.
And about job seekers, my experience with using Google as far as job seeking is I would just put in a job that I'm looking for in the search, and a bunch of listings would come up with potential jobs, maybe for other websites or other job boards and things of that such. Are there additional tools that job seekers can use that Google offers?
Yeah, we do. We actually have a great tool that's built out within search, where you can search a job right in the Google.com search engine, and you can filter through there, through the results, and you can do, when the job was posted. Is it full-time or part-time? The category, is it an advertising job? Is it an IT job? So you can really search through roles. And we also have an amazing tool that has been rolled out recently, that if you're a veteran, you can type in your MOS code, and Google search will pull relevant jobs based on your role in the military. So it is really robust, and it's an aggregator. So it's pulling jobs from all types of different sites. In our workshop, we cover a lot of that material and how it's been improved and how it can be helpful.
What can people do if they're unable to attend the workshop?
Yeah, well, if you can't attend the workshop, I strongly encourage you to go to google.com/grow. A lot of the material that we cover today is available. Those trainings are online. So if you aren't able to make it in person, please take a look. And again, that's google.com/grow. And also, the tour will continue on to other states, but with our local partner network, we provide the opportunity for them to pull from a curriculum that we provide. So a local partner in Jonesboro, if they'd like, can teach these workshops to their patrons, whether it's on a one-on-one basis or it's in a classroom setting. And we often see libraries teaching, a job seeker workshop one-on-one, or a resume workshop where they can pull it up and have a patron go through it. Or we've seen coursework where a library or nonprofit partner will teach these small to medium-sized business workshops that are about getting your business online and optimizing search engine results. So really through our partner program is how we keep the work going after the tour leaves the state, and that's critical, that the work continues through our great network of Arkansas partners.
Chris Messett is with Google, who is hosting the Grow with Google program. Thank you for speaking with me.
Thanks so much for having us, Brandon. Appreciate it.
In Jonesboro, I'm Brandon Tabor, KASU News.